Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week on The Light of Life, as we continue to look at the key, the one and only key for knowing the truth. Now, last week we finished up talking about the difference between information and revelation, and how it applies to knowing truth. Now, it is entirely possible to have a great mind, a great brain power, and to be able to intellectually grasp doctrinal concepts, and believe it or not, even get them right, but doing it all without seeing Christ and learning of the Lord. You know, if we get our doctrine wrong, everything we do in God will be wrong. Let me say that again. If we get our doctrine wrong, everything we do in God will be wrong. The more correct our walk with the Lord successfully aligns with the Word of God according to doctrinal issues, the more effective and productive we will be in God. Sadly, Christendom is full of denominations that differ on doctrinal positions. Can they all be right? Are they all wrong? Are some more right than wrong? Well, if the denomination's doctrine is not aligned with the doctrines in the Word of God, then they are wrong, and all they do can only be wrong. All they do. Oh, they may feed and clothe people and have church services, even revival services, do evangelism, send missionaries around the world, all good churchy activities, but spiritually speaking, these denominations are ungodly, leading people who they have deceived to a devil's hell. And why? Well, what they say from what they get from Scripture is wrong, totally incorrect to what the Bible teaches. Information not of God has been added to Scripture, tainting and corrupting the truth of the Word of God. And yes, the incorrect and the innocent are beguiled and they're deceived and they're led away into the darkness of the lies that now they believe. You know, these denominations, and I don't have to name them, but if you do not know them, take heed, my friend. Take heed, my friend, because you could be in one of those denominations. The only way you can prevent yourself from being deceived and being led away into these lies is to have a love for truth. But not knowing all truth, but having a love for the truth. Let me say that again. Not knowing all truth, but having a love for the truth. And why? Well, Jesus is the truth. Wow. Let me say that again. Jesus is the truth. When we have a love for truth, then we will have a love for Jesus. But God wants more than all of this for us. He not only wants us to know true facts and doctrines, but He wants us to be made true unto Him. Made true unto Him. And in the end, all of the knowledge and information we acquire will not mean a thing. It will not mean a hill of beans if our heart is not single unto the Lord. Simply knowing the teachings that tell us to pick up our cross and follow Him will do us no good unless we actually pick up our cross and follow Him. Paul brought this point home in his epistle to the Romans. Here in Romans 12:1-2, it says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may approve what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Romans 12:1-2. Wow, what truth. Present our bodies a living sacrifice. Well, what's a sacrifice? Sacrifice is something that we offer up to God. Wait a minute. You mean we cannot eat what we want to eat? Oh, no. You mean we can't tattoo our bodies or have face piercings? Oh, no. You mean we should get exercise and work our body? Oh, wow. Holy and acceptable unto God? You mean I cannot look at those ungodly pictures on the computer? It's called pornography? No, I can't get drunk or I can't do drugs. No, my friend. Yes, my friend. God calls not doing all of this our reasonable service. Let me say that again. God calls all of this, by not doing all of this, this is our reasonable service, by not doing all of those things. How about, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Sadly, most Christians today sound and look like the world. Most churches look and sound like a nightclub, you know, no lights, services done in the darkness. Well, Jesus is the light of men. He's the light of the world. And we too are to be the lights to the world. Most Christians are hooked on technology. Churches now have their Facebook and their YouTube services. And why? Well, the people in the church, they know that the church is not worth the time and the effort and the investment to come out in person. Make no mistake, my friend, the more we go toward technology, the less of God will be in us. Let me say that again. The more we go toward technology, the less of God will be in us. And for sure, the more churches go toward Facebook and YouTube and all the technology out there online and the like, the sooner they will become obsolete. That's right. Churches that are hooked on Facebook and YouTube are working their way to become obsolete. How do we come to know God to prove His will? Well, by giving ourselves to Him as a living sacrifice, by losing ourselves to Him. This, again, is that single eye that I've been talking about. It is a matter of becoming one with Him and His purpose in Christ daily. This agrees with the passage from Matthew 6, where Jesus simply tells us to have a single eye with God. Matthew writes, "The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness." Matthew 6, 22 and 23. Are we allowing God to shape us to fit Jesus, to shape us to fit the truth, no matter the cost? Wow, what a thought. Are we allowing God to make us true, which will necessitate the light showing us where we have not been true to Him? If we have allowed this, then the light will come, and this light will begin to open us up for more and more light. We will not only begin to learn Christ, but we will be made true. Wow. We will not only be able to learn Christ, but then He will be able to make us true to Himself. And we will see the truth progressively on all other matters. You know, in baseball, you cannot go to second base until you successfully navigate first base. Home plate requires us to touch all three bases correctly. So too in God. Not in touching bases, but we must touch successfully the things of God correctly and in order. And in order. Amen? Next week we'll begin to look at an evil eye. If there is a good eye or a single eye, then you can bet there is an evil eye. So this is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. Trust that you have a tremendous week, and that the Holy Spirit is able to work in your life, and you are coming to a place to where you have that single eye. You're unfolded to Him. You're open to Him, and He's able to work in your life and show you things and work things in you so that He can work things out of you. You know, God will put us in a fix so He can fix us. And so He works things in us. And as He works things in us, then He can work them out of us. Amen. David Stahl, we'll talk to you next week. God bless and have a great week. Amen.